Okay, I appreciate it.
Board of Works for October 11th. First up is approval of the September 25th minutes.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head report, fire department.
Hello, St. Pink staff, fire department. So far here today, we are just shy of 2,200 runs. This week is fire prevention week. For those that don't know, but I'm sure most do, the theme this year is don't wait, check the date, which is pertaining to the date on the smoke detector battery. Last year was focusing on the smoke detector itself. This year it's focusing on the battery. So far, our fire prevention activities, last week we had in town the Casey program, which was a huge success with all the Vincent's Community School, grade school kids, and then the Pagey. Jeff Owens, who is the creator of this program, did two different shows here in town, and we already have him booked for next year for 2 days, and hopefully my intention to try and expand the program out from just the Vincent's area, maybe incorporate North Knox and South Knox also in it, just to try and touch as many kids as we can. Vincent's Fire Department, through Fire Prevention Week, we are really trying to focus heavily on getting as many smoke detectors out there as we can. I have purchased a large quantity of them, and then we have also, through the Vincent's Area Builders Association and the Indiana Department of Homeland Security, they will be presenting us with more smoke detectors on the 20th of this month at their meeting. So I'm giving talks to Thursday Church twice this month coming up, and one of the things that they requested that I 100% agreed with was to give any of their parishioners smoke detectors that don't have any. And you know, like I said, I just want to get it out there that if anybody needs a smoke detector, to please contact the Vincent's Fire Department.
And say, I think we weren't able to pull off that day of caring thing with Red Cross, but I know they're interested in doing it yet this year. And the hospital had the quarterly state association meetings on the day they were going to do it, so I think we can find another date.
Yes, plus they had the hurricane come in there, and right. That's a great program too, in conjunction with American Red Cross and United Way. They come into town, offer the smoke detectors, the training for the people, install the smoke detectors, and they asked me, a specific area of town, and I took them and showed them, and we're going to focus on one specific area in town to try and get as many smoke detectors out there. And the area that I gave them was the area that we do have most of our fires in.
Right.
We are one shift away from having everybody trained in the Project Lifesaver, and that will be completed. That will be completed by the end of this week. And then we will have that program up and running. After Fire Prevention Week, I will be training the three shifts on the DOS, or Direct On-Scene Education, dealing with the sudden unexpected infant deaths. So I will be hopeful. I've got all the materials for the home kits, and hopefully we'll have that program up and running within the next few weeks also. Trucks, always have to have a little bit of bad news about trucks, but good news is ladder 3 and tire 1 both passed UL testing. The only thing was tire 1, which is a 2000, it's our big ladder truck, the fluid, they do a fluid check in the hydraulics when they do the UL testing. It did not pass, so it had to go down last week and have 117 gallons of hydraulic fluid change in it. Can't wait to get that built. Battalion 1 was fixed today for a fuel leak. We do have the, I spoke about it last time, the Zodiac boat going now with the motor, and we have been training on it. And then hopefully by the end of this week, we can place the order for the new rescue boat. and the specs for engine two. Hopefully after this evening's council meeting, we can start advertising and taking bids for the new engine two. The only question I had was, do we have dates set yet for the Hart or in Main Street?
Nothing I know. Hart Street, trick or treat.
It's, yeah, it's Monday, then Halloween, 5 to 7.
And that's on Hart Street?
And also, the dollar leader disabled, if they need to have their date checked, and what if it's part of...
Whatever they need, yes.
Check that date, change your ballot.
Absolutely. Be more than happy to. All right, thank you, Mayor.
Thanks. City Inspector.
First, the City Inspector's Office, 9/20 to date, we've had 9 violations sent out, and 34 grass, and also 34 buildings. So the grass is slowing down.
Animal shelter.
Hi, Laura Ariel, Vincent's Animal Shelter. So far this year, we've taken in 709 animals. At the same time last year, we've taken in 865. We've had 355 adoptions this year. We've transferred out 200 animals to other shelters and rescues. We've had 10 animals just die, and we've had 29 euthanasias, and we've returned 119 dogs to their owners. We had a really successful event over the weekend. We advertised mostly on Facebook for $10 for every cat and dog shelter. And we wanted to empty the shelter in 2 days. I didn't necessarily think we'd really empty the shelter, but we really emptied the shelter in 1 day. On Friday, we adopted out 50 dogs on Friday, and then Saturday morning we had, or 50 animals on Friday rather, and then Saturday morning we just had 2 cats left, and they were adopted by 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. So extremely successful. We have an event coming up at the end of the month, October 28th and 29th. We're going to have a haunted house at the animal shelter. So we're inviting the public to come out to our haunted house, and it's going to be scary. So keep a lookout for that. And then in a little bit, we'll be opening up our bins.
In the cage, or?
We could do that. We could dress them up like a zombie. Thanks.
Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. Year to date, we've had 177 burials and entombments at the City Cemetery. We had 19 in September and 6 so far this month.
Nothing funny there, Mark.
No old business, new business. Awareness walk has been removed, so we'll move to Nashville. Water line drop.
Rick Weinberg and John Friends, and if I can take just a second here, the last time I was before you was for the Tarch for the bicentennial. I want to thank publicly, since I haven't seen Sunny, the American flag over Second Street Market to attest to this has gotten so many comments for people in a very positive fashion. We really appreciate your help there, Sonny. That was a really good day. But moving on to the winter time, it's time for the National Warming Home Drop, and I think you have the sheet that I sent, and there's a couple of corrections. I guess I have to check the calendar very well, but New Year's Eve falls on a Saturday this year, and we would like to move some of the infrastructure in on Friday. So instead of December 31st up there, if you put December the 30th there. The scaled down event from last year, certainly an air show, but the big infrastructure we need to put in is really on Patrick Henry Drive. There'll be a tent very similar to last year, if you folks agree with us. And of course, your train and everything goes on there. And then again, to take that off will probably be Monday by noon or 1 o'clock, or as soon as they can get down here and open that up. The Main Street and Market Street, however, will be open as soon as we get done. And we, part of the thing here, we want to leave Main Street open and First Street going out, much like you did for the festival down there a couple weeks ago. We have a bad weather plan that would move it to the pavilion, but we hope not to do that. There's actually a conflict with the grain elevator this year, so there's really not even space there.
So is the legal holiday then, is that on Monday? Is that the way that works?
No.
Okay. Yeah, January 1st is Sunday, so.
I never thought of that. It may be Tuesday then. I'll just have to see when I get that tent down.
Okay. Oh, so I'll make a motion that we approve the recommendation of the National Water and Oil Drop Committee for use of the Patrick Henry Drive area as described by the chairman.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Purdue Extension Knox County 4-H Enrollment Banners Commission.
So Paula, you have everything you need there?
We've got everything we need.
Okay.
The dates, locations.
So we'll assume that they still want to do that and make a motion to approve the hanging of the Purdue Extension banner for December 27th through January 18th on Hart Street and December 27th through January 18th on 2nd Street.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is Wabash County Vacuum Parking Issue. Larry Latshaw.
Couldn't find parking. Too soon?
In the car, I'm looking around.
Well, he's here now.
Yeah.
You couldn't find a place to park.
I know the police department's been checking vehicles and.
Hold up, Mr. Latshaw.
You're up.
We just, we've got a live agenda here, so we just got to you as you walked in.
I think y'all know why I'm back again. And,
we just had a discussion with the police chief.
I found there was a fellow over there the other day. I can't remember names anymore. He looked at Ordie, said, just put you on the agenda. He said, I don't know what we're gonna do, so we're gonna have to try something.
So we put a sign there for unloading zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, does that help at all by?
And just, I didn't go out and tell people that, you know, if you get towed away there, they ain't gonna tow you away. Just go ahead anyway.
Okay.
Well, I was just wondering, could we put a sign, maybe a red fluorescent sign, maybe down a little lower where it's eye level? Did they? I don't know. I'm for anything. It's hurting me bad.
Where's Bryce? Do you have any red fluorescent signs?
Yeah, we'll do, we'll try that, and then if that doesn't work, I guess.
I don't really know about it. You got to see.
We've responded down there many times here over the last weeks, I guess, and normally what the officers will do, they'll check the vehicle if it's in the position. We have to take down a time, wait for that waiting period, go back and see if they're violating, and then try to make contact when they are violating. So it's hit and miss sometimes, right, how we're able to do with violations, but we have had guys going down there quite a bit.
Okay. All right, we'll see where you are.
I know you guys do the best you can. I thank you for it.
Okay.
Thanks. Excellent. Okay, next is animal shelter bid opening.
So what we're going to do is open these and we'll take them under advisement. I'm going to review these with the architect. Okay. All right.
First one is for Shirt Clean. Complete bid is $339,000. And the objection must have an alternate. And it's $12,409. That's the one. Make sure everything. for Wolf Construction. And the complete bid is $293,592. So we will take these and make a motion to...
Yeah, make a motion to take these under advisement, and we'll have the architect or the project review those.
My second motion. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And next is NDOT CCMG agreement, and I will take care of that. This is the agreement that we need to sign with NDOT to receive our $100,000 maximum money. And then the agreement basically says, our project is $1.6 million. If we go over that, anything over is ours 100%. If you remember the last Board of Works, the low bid milestone, which they were awarded after JP review, is $253,000 less than the $1.6 million, so we contacted NDOT, and they agreed that we could spend the additional money on sidewalks along with these, in these areas that we're taking.
Great.
So hopefully we're going to get a lot of sidewalks in with this.
Wonderful.
So I just need a motion to sign the agreement with NDOT.
I'll make a motion that the mayor be approved to sign the NDOT CCMH agreement.
I'll second motion. All in favor?
Aye.
And last is Vincent's trip for three hours. Definitely.
Dusty Lukey, Vincent's Police Department. Seems early, but believe it or not, we had a lot of calls asking about trick-or-treat hours this year, and so we want to make sure we got those out for folks. The suggested trick-or-treat hours for 2016 are as follows: Sunday, October 30th from 5:30 to 9, and Monday, October 31st from 5:30 to 9. These official hours are just a guideline, not a law or rule. The hours are simply to give citizens some idea of what to expect or when to expect trick-or-treaters in their neighborhoods, and some reasonable times for those participating to patronize those houses who are welcoming with visitors. We ask those citizens welcoming trick-or-treaters to indicate so by illuminating an outside light during the above times. We ask those persons celebrating to respect those that are not participating as well by not visiting those residents without their lights on. I would also like to mention this year, there's kind of a weird phenomenon going on around with the clowns. And I would just ask our, especially teenage and adult Halloween celebrators to not clown around too much. We surely don't want to see anybody hurt with some of these scary clown sightings and some of the jokes that are going on with those. There have been some isolated incidents in the Midwest where people were hurt because people in fear reacted the way people in fear do, so keep that in mind.
That's all I have. Thank you. I've got a couple things to mention. One is our large item drop-off. We don't need it anymore. It will be October 22nd and 29th from 8 to 11:30. You can drop your own large items off at the public for no charge, but you do have to be a Vincent's resident. And the other thing is city employees, the food shots. We have a lot for the food shop. We have a free food shop to send employees. I have anything else? Just in the motion to adjourn.
Summer.